Deborah Sherman and Emily Elliott from the Kingston Carers Network, who are live with me in the Steve Wiggan studio. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
Thanks.
We're so happy to be here.
That's lovely. So, Emily, you're the communications manager for Kingston Carers Network, and you told me that there may be as many as 37,000 unpaid carers of all ages in Kingston, but many people don't recognise themselves as carers. So it's left me wondering, how would you describe a carer?
Yes, that's a great question, because as you said, a lot of people don't actually realise they are carers, and many of them will just see themselves as a husband, a wife, a child or a friend, doing what anyone would do for their loved one. But when we talk about unpaid carers, we mean anyone who regularly supports a family member, friend or neighbour who couldn't manage without their help, be that because of illness, disability, mental ill health or substance misuse. And that's why conversations like this are so important, because they help people think, actually, that's me, and realise that there is support available if they need it.
Okay, that's really interesting. I think you're quite right. We often do things out of duty. I know with my father, with my two sisters, we looked after him, but we didn't really think of ourselves as carers. It was like we were his daughters.
Yes, and, so, and we find that's really, really common.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. So at the Kingston Carers Network, I've seen your website and it looks like you have lots of services on offer. Would you like to say a bit more about that for our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. So we're essentially here to make sure carers don't have to do it all on their own. We want them to be able to look after their well-being as well as the person they care for and access the support that they're entitled to. So for some carers, that might mean practical advice or help understanding their rights and the benefit system. For others, it could be a carer's assessment, which we carry out on behalf of the local authority. And those look at how caring is affecting your life and what support could help. So for many people, that's really important because it can open the door to things like grants or a relief care budget to give you a bit of a break from caring. And we also offer counselling and support groups where carers can meet others who really understand what they're going through.
That's also especially important because caring can be incredibly isolating. We know that around half of carers say they felt lonely or depressed at some point as a result of their caring role. So simply having someone to talk to who understands can make such a huge difference. And we also support young carers from the age of 5 right through to adulthood. So these are children and young people who are helping to care for someone at home alongside school or college. And we provide activities, day trips, mentoring and practical support, giving them the chance to take a break from caring, to spend time with other young carers who really get what they're going through, and to just be children, really. And I think the most important thing I'd say is that
however old you are and however long you've been caring for, whether this is a new responsibility or something that you've been managing for a while, you don't have to wait until you're at breaking point to contact us. As we've touched on, many people don't realise they're carers, and we're just here to support them whenever they're ready.
That sounds fantastic. So I hope if anyone's listening and you're a carer, you'll be making a note, if you don't know them already, of the Kingston Carers Network and all the amazing services they offer. I'm just thinking about 5-year-olds with that sort of responsibility. That's a heavy toll on children. And haven't you won an award recently for something to do with children? I'm sure I saw something on your website.
Yes, we were highly, our young carer service was highly commended at the Kingston Borough Business Awards, which we were incredibly excited about.
Excellent. Well, very well done. Congratulations. So that must say something about your services if you've got such a highly, a high calibre award like that. Deborah, you're also here. Hi there.
Hi.
You were a carer for many years and now you volunteer for the Kingston Carers Network and you help other carers to understand the benefits system. Mm. I'm just wondering if you could tell us a bit more about that.
Yes, so I first became aware of the Kingston Carers Network 10 years ago when my daughter was diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder at the age of 19, and like most families, we didn't know much about ASD, and we needed to find out more about it. So the Kingston Carers Network, they run a group, a neurodivergent group, that I joined as a carer, run by Diana, the mental health peer support manager. And so it meant that once a month, at the end of the month, carers can come together and in a safe space share their experiences, their understandings, and anything they find stressful and or might need help with. So I found that really supportive as a carer. So that was, I was involved with that for 10 years. And then following that, I felt I would like to give something back. So I became a volunteer. And so now I'm actually helping Vilma, the benefits advisor and tribunal representative, who specialises in benefit support for users. So that's like accessing disability living allowance, carer's allowance, or the personal independence payment, or any other benefits that people might be entitled to. And so I'm there supporting Vilma, and her, she's doing a fantastic job in either supporting groups of people or individuals one-to-one on eligibility criteria or the application process, because it's extremely complicated and lots of people need extra support. So that's what we've been doing.
That sounds like you're doing a really important job, and you sound like you're giving back in spades, which is wonderful. What sort of issues do carers usually struggle with when it comes to benefits?
Well, you can understand that it's a very stressful process. It could mean the difference between being successful with an application or not. And very often they get stressed with the timelines involved. So they might get a very official letter from the Department of Work and Pensions needing a response by a deadline, and they've got to get all the information together. And on top of their already caring commitments, they've got this additional support that they need to do, and very often struggle with technology or understandings. And so Vilma might support them with either letters or online applications that they might need to prepare.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah. I think most of us, no matter how technical we are, you know, you look at an online form and you go a bit dizzy, especially when you've got someone, you know, that you know you've got to do something for at any moment. So it's obviously a fantastic service that you're providing. Yeah. So well done. Now, I'm just wondering if I can pick your brain while you're here, because we're celebrating Nelson Mandela Day today. It's coming up on Saturday, but I thought, well, you know, Tuesday gives people plenty of notice to think about it. So I was wondering what you might say to people, either of you can answer this, to people who are looking for ideas on how they can give 67 minutes of their time on Mandela Day.
Well, I think Mandela Day is just such a wonderful reminder that everyone has something to give. We are incredibly fortunate to have volunteers like Deborah, who outnumber our staff 4-1. And wow. We literally could not run our charity without them. So they do all sorts of things for us, like cooking, answering the phones in our office, helping with fun activities for young carers, and even individual mentoring, and totaling around 3,500 hours of support every year.
Wow.
And I think if you're wondering how to spend your 67 minutes, you could think about someone you know who might be caring for a loved one. And instead of saying, oh, let me know if you need anything, offer something specific, like, can I pick up your shopping? Or can I drop off a meal? Or can I sit with your loved one while you have a cup of tea? Because I always find that practical things like these are much easier to say yes to than a sort of broad generic offer,
yes.
Which is all too easy to sort of say, oh no, I'm fine, I don't need anything. So just offering something really specific like that, that you can kind of see there might be a need for, can make a huge difference to busy carers who are often juggling just so many different things.
Yeah, that sounds like such a good idea. And maybe say it a couple of times
with yes,
a little bit of assertiveness.
Yes.
So often people in that situation will, first of all, decline.
Yeah.
So don't give up. Tell them, if nothing else, you want to do your 67 minutes today. So they've yes. got to go and do something for 67 minutes so you can sit with them and have a cup of tea. That's a lovely idea. Well, thank you so much for coming in, and I really appreciate that, and I'll tell people how your phone number and network address, because then it gives people a chance to get a pencil while I play the next number.